quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. NXT was last night. Dynamite's coming up tonight. We had the debut of Zilla Fatu. We got updates on Jim Ross and his brain surgery and how ticket sales are doing for Dynamite tonight. G1 update. I actually won't say the name yet, but there is an AEW star recently discussed Mick Foley and the potential for him to make a return and thinks he should do it if he wants to. You'll never guess who that might have been that suggested that. And then we got some notes on and some notes on Raw. Today at the end of the show, we're going to be joined by a longtime regular friend of the show, Vinny Pacifico, is going to be on the show today. He's got a new movie coming out. We'll talk to him about filmmaking and professional wrestling. Filthy Tom is going to join us here today. We'll do the NXT report in the second segment. Talk a little bit about Zilla Fatu in the opening segment and whatever else is going on. There's always a lot. So if you want to text us here today, you're welcome to 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram. And you should be grabbing your cameos. And I am at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. So a lot of ways to contact the show. And yes, a lot of stuff to talk about here today. So we'll get into it after the break, everybody. There will be an After Dark, by the way. Want to throw that out at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. So make sure you stick around for that. About an hour after this show goes off the air. So stick around, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I got the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. What's up? Why'd I shake my head at you?
This is your warning shot. Wow!
Yeah? Is that right?
Don't come at me.
Hey, listen, we got a lot to get into. Vinny Pacifico is joining us in the final segment, so we got NXT to talk about.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, in the second segment here, we'll do NXT. But should mention all the best to Jim Ross. He did undergo successful brain surgery today.
He underwent that Shibata done.
He underwent a shunt procedure, it says. And he should be home before the end of the week. And all the best to Jim Ross. He wants to be back in time for Wembley. I don't know enough about this shunt deal.
He was talking about it on Twitter.
It involves drilling a hole in his brain so a small tube could be inserted so it can drain excess fluid on his brain.
Yeah, I believe that's actually what he said.
That seems pretty serious. So we'll see if he can make it back by Wembley. Yes?
I mean, it really is kind of similar to the Shibata thing.
No, it's not. It's not similar at all.
Excess fluid in the
brain. It's similar to what actually happened to Shibata, but I thought that you were making a joke about when he got his brain removed.
Well, originally I was, but then the more I read it, it was like, okay.
All right.
Very dangerous.
Yes. All the best to Jim Ross. Zilla Fatu debuted in the main event of NXT last night. And thank goodness, because that show sucked, man. At least when he showed up, like, this place went... I mean, I couldn't believe how crazy they went for Zilla Fatu, who, by the way, they referred to. Unlike when Santana made his official debut and they refused to say his name, or when Reina Volcan debuted and they refused to say her name.
The hottest free agent. You know who that is.
They actually called him Zilla Fatu. And so perhaps he will be Zilla Fatu when he is in WWE. But, I mean, he debuted, interfered in the main event, and went after Cruz Montana and Grayson Waller. These fans just went nuts. They were on their feet. They were chanting his name. They were screaming. Like, I don't remember the last person that debuted in NXT that people freaked out about so much. So he's Umaga's son. Spent a years incarcerated, worked for House of Glory with Booker T, had a falling out with Booker T.
House of Glory is not Booker T.
Or I'm sorry, it was
House of Glory is.
Yes, he's
Amazing Red. Reality of Wrestling is
Reality Booker of T. Wrestling. Yes, so he worked with Booker, had a falling out with Booker, got back together with Booker, had a match with Booker, did work House of Glory, has worked at GCW, although apparently they also severed ties. And now he is here giving WWE a shot. So we'll see how he does.
But the crowd was going insane for him. And I had the chance to call, actually, when I think about it, Killer Cross versus Zilla Fatu on WrestleMania weekend at the Luxor, where AAA was set to have their Triple Mania show that was since moved to the MGM, I believe. But anyways, that place was packed. I don't know how many people can fit into the Luxor HyperX arena, but it was jam-packed, and it was like a 50-50 split. And this is generally a very strong Killer Cross town. He spent many years here. He was the FSW champion for a long time. But there were just as many Zilla Fatu fans there in attendance. And they were, it was like one of those situations where you're wondering if there's going to be a riot when he loses. And luckily, of course, there was not. But be ready, Brian. Yellow! Yellow!
Yeah, he was over.
That's his big catchphrase.
We'll see if he uses that in NXT.
He said it right before he jumped off the ropes.
I guess that's true.
He did. Splash.
Yeah. Well, he's over. So the Bloodline storyline continues, everybody. We're maybe in the sixth inning now, I guess.
Love to know how many chairs Zilla Fatu put up in his day.
Hey, who knows, man? We're going to find out how many you put up this weekend. AW Dynamite is tonight.
Put one upside your head.
At the Pearl. We're partners.
We're not.
Yeah, we actually are partners.
We're
unfortunately,
announcers.
Unfortunately, we're inseparable in this business. Nothing can be done. Even when you attack me and pull my stump, we still end up back together again. So, you know, Twitter said an old married couple. I mean,
I'm not that old, am I? Oh, my God.
You're getting pretty old, brother. Pearl Concert Theater tonight, AW Dynamite.
Whoa.
1,680 tickets distributed for the show. The last time they ran was in February, 1,800 tickets, so they'll probably do the same. The lineup here tonight, we still only have the same four matches, which is Jon Moxley versus Jack Perry for the Continental Cup. We've got J.Y. David Finley in the Continental Cup. By the way, if Moxley loses, because he is the Continental Champion, he's out of the tournament. And I guess he's no longer the Continental Champion. Although Jack Perry will not win the title unless he wins a tournament.
Are you sure?
Yes.
He would not then be the interim champion?
No. 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 No.
Should I go do a run-in on this show tonight?
He may as well. You're in town. MJF, Mike Bailey, and Nick Wayne, triple threat for entry number 2 in the Casino Gauntlet at All In. And also, for the TNT title, it is Kevin Knight versus Chris Jericho. So that is the lineup for Dynamite coming up here tonight.
What is that triple threat match again?
It's
the White Boy Challenge.
MJF, Mike Bailey, and Nick Wayne. Triple threat.
Somebody on Twitter was like, they somehow got like three white guys that are all different white guys in that match.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
Okay.
Because it's true.
Darby Allin is encouraging Mick Foley to wrestle more. It's one of those things where you read it on the...
Newswire?
Well, they didn't... Like, the headline didn't say... They just said AEW star says Mick Foley should wrestle if he wants to. And so I clicked on it, and I was like, I wonder who that was. And I was like, well, of course it was Darby Allin. I mean, of course it was. So anyway, he thinks Mick Foley should wrestle if he wants to. I don't think that Mick Foley should wrestle. But Darby says if he wants to, he thinks he should. So we'll see. But Darby says he would never wrestle him. He would never wrestle against him. But he would consider wrestling with him. So there you go.
Okay.
Hey, listen, if Darby wants to wrestle with me and take all the bumps, I'm cool with that. If he's going to take all the bumps for Mick, great. But I don't picture that being the case. Although Mick did take a bump in that Sandman Invisible Man match, and he survived. It wasn't like a huge bump or anything like that, but I think he took one, so, you know. What's one bump? One bump too many is often the
answer.
Yeah,
it could be the end of a career.
Yeah.
Or a life.
Hey, yeah, about Matt Matthews guy on NXT. Remember that guy?
What? This came up on my Twitter, and I was like, is this a joke?
He's now going to be on Raw in Birmingham.
He didn't make an impact on NXT. How did he get moved up to the main roster? Grayson Waller was right. These NXT guys really got to step it up. Matt Matthews got called up before them.
Well,
Matt Matthews. Who was he even hanging out with? Hank and Tank? They're not getting called up. He surpassed them.
I think he's just there because it's his hometown.
Who is he?
Funny you should ask. I've got his
I've got his bio
right here. Matt Matthews is a comedian, a singer-songwriter, an unapologetic trailblazer whose raw honesty, razor-sharp wit, and unmistakable southern charm have made him one of comedy's fastest rising stars. There you go. I do how they I like how they say unapologetic trailblazer. How many trailblazers do you know that are apologetic for blazing those trails?
You know what? Now that I think about it, actually, I had just mistaken his just moved.
All right, back in a moment. Observer Live.
Guy, he's done.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we got to do NXT, but what's up with The Rock?
Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson recently did an interview with Rolling Stone, the magazine. And The Rock says he's exploring a music career.
Dude, we just talked about this all day yesterday.
Oh, I wasn't on yet. Oh, you did?
Dude, we played Bluegrass the entire show.
Okay.
I was all excited at Dwayne Johnson singing Blind Willie McTell songs on his new album.
I didn't listen to the show yesterday. I have a life.
You're an idiot.
You didn't play him and Wyclef Jean from back in the day? I mean, he's already been on some hit songs. You don't remember It Doesn't Matter? The hit song by Wyclef Jean, I remember some of these. It doesn't matter.
Dom, load some of these up for the next break.
Or Face Off, the one where he raps on Tech N9ne's song, and at the end, remember this? He goes,
I thought it was just a bad movie.
One take. It's like, no way. You didn't just get on there and rap your verse in one take after drinking a bunch of tequila.
Maybe he did.
Rock.
Hey, speaking of tequila, I wanted to drink tequila during NXT last night. That opening segment on the show was legit one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
What was that?
Okay, guys. We're not going to have time to review all of NXT, but I have to talk about this.
There was no explanation either.
So it's supposed to be Izzy Dame and Nico Vance against Lizzie Rain and Sean Spears in a mixed tag. Okay, that's the announced match. So the show opens and Lizzie is pacing backstage. Oh, my God, where's Sean? Where's Sean at? Why isn't he here? And Izzy and Nico walk up, and they say, we told you he wasn't going to be here. And so Lizzie Rain goes, I guess I'm going to have to go it alone tonight. And so at this point, Vic starts losing his mind. What is she talking about? She can't go alone tonight. No, there's no way she can go alone tonight. And so they all start going down to the ring, and Vic is just like, he's losing his mind. She can't go alone. She can't go alone.
This is a mixed tag.
And that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, it's a mixed tag, bro. Of course she can go alone. The men can't touch the women, so it's just going to be a singles match. What are you talking about? So, of course, they get in the ring, and sure enough, it's a singles match. It's Lizzie and Izzy wrestling for a while, and they get a little bit of heat on Lizzie. And then Izzy, he tags in Nico, or she tags in Nico, which you're not allowed to do anyway, but she does it. At this point, Vic's like, wait, you can't do that in a mixed tag. Like, well, what were you worried about 5 minutes ago then, dude? Booker, who, you know, I love Booker on commentary, but he has no idea what's going on. He goes, yeah, of course he can. He can tag in. And Vic's like, no, he can't. Booker goes, yeah, he can.
Well, he could tag in.
And so the ref
can't make contact.
The ref also doesn't know what's going on. He just stands there like an idiot. And so Nico gets in Lizzie's face, and they just look at each other for a while. And then they hit EK Prosper's music, and this guy just runs down and just, like, gets in the match.
He ran down and hit a moonsault and then got in the match, and the ref was just like, all right, you're in.
Of course. Then the match gets going, and because it's WWE, it's like the men are not allowed to touch the women, but the women are allowed to beat up the men. The men are also allowed to not strike the women, but they can toss one woman into another woman hitting. I was like, oh my God, this is so overcomplicated. The match actually, by the end, I mean, it was a pretty good match, all things considered, but it started out so stupid. And no, we never found out what happened to Sean Spears.
No, and like you said, Lizzie, the finish was Lizzie hitting Vance which technically should be against the rules. Yeah. If Vance can't hit her as well.
Yep.
And then Prosper following it up with a moonsault to win a match that he was not even officially in when it began. That's a special right out of your playbook.
That's right out of World Championship Wrestling. And my playbook, in fact. We both got pinned in a match we weren't in, like 2 months ago.
I guess we actually did win a match we weren't in a month or two ago, too.
Now, I made the match.
Okay.
I did make it official. I don't know how, but I did.
What else happened here on NXT?
Miles and Davion celebrating the other
Yeah,
teams.
I know, but I didn't think that was even worth
it's not
going
worth
over.
About. Saquon and no. Dion, who cares?
Oh, my God. What are they doing?
It just won't end.
Last week, Vic goes, this is a grudge match. It has to end. I'm almost positive those are his words.
Yeah.
It will end next week. No.
No.
No, it did not. Not even close. They did a match. There was a distraction that gave Lennox the advantage. Sugar's made a comeback. They went to the outside. Sugar's grabbed his bat. Lennox took it. The ref was distracted. Dark State slammed Sugar's on the table. Lennox hit an Emerald Flosion. Got the win.
Have we talked about how stupid this weapons rule is in pro wrestling? I know I've talked about it 1,000 times, but I'm going to tell you guys what happened in this match. I swear to God this happened. Dion gets a hold of the baseball bat. He has got a Louisville Slugger. He's got a baseball bat. He grabs his bat, and literally the referee is looking right at him. He takes his bat in the middle of the ring, and he swings right at Saquon's head. He swung a baseball bat full force at Saquon's head. Saquon ducked, so it wasn't a DQ. This is so stupid. You can literally swing a bat at an opponent's head in a match, but as long as you don't hit him in the head, it's not a disqualification. And that led to the finish.
Yes, which also led to the finish of another match, which took place, which was Speed champion Ren Sinclair challenging Zarya for the Women's North American title, which was set up last week because they went to a draw 5 minutes. So Zarya was the aggressor at the onset. She's beating Ren up. Ren counters an F5, goes for the final wrench, but freaking Saquon Sugars and Dion Lennox brawl from the back. They get into the ring.
Yes.
The referee is baffled, doesn't know what to do, but stop the match. Hold the competitors. Stop them from doing anything. Instead, he lets chaos just ensue. They are in the ring. They are out of the ring. The butt guy, or whoever he is, shows up with a chair. He's in the ring. He gets drop kicked by Ren Sinclair. And then Ren Sinclair gets hit with an F5 and pinned.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Like, the Super Bowl's going on. You've just got 20 people streaking on the field. And they're like, nope, continue on. Let the play happen. No way in hell. Come on.
And
these refs on NXT are the worst, right? Like, they're worse than TNA. They're worse than the main roster. They're worse than AEW. This has to be the worst ref crew. No legitimacy whatsoever.
And then, about 10 minutes later, Ren meets with old Robert Stone. And she goes, dude, I need another shot at Zarya. And Stone goes, why? And she goes, dude, there were grown men with weapons in the ring during my match. And Stone responds, I got to think about it. Like, what? And so Ren has to offer, if you give me another shot, we'll do a unification match. And then he's like, all right, great. I'm like, we're unifying the Speed title again? What? Well, that's coming up at Heatwave.
Well, the other Speed champion, basically, I mean, he got squashed. He got squashed by Lucian Price.
Yes, he did.
Lexus King got pinned with a volcano bomb, power bomb, by Lucian Price. After Lucian Price also punched out, Brogan Finley, whatever his name is, punched him out. So Lucian Price went on his own and beat up all of the Birthright by himself.
I like this guy.
Yeah. I thought he was awesome.
Dude, he's improved dramatically.
He beat up an entire group of five guys by himself. Yeah.
This was actually one of the better things on the show. And you know who else is awesome? Shocker. Mason Rook. He was great in that match with Cam Hendricks.
Yes.
And then lost.
Cam Hendricks took the buckle off, rammed Rook's head into it, hit his finisher, got the win. And the main event was good work, too.
Yeah,
Grayson Waller and Cruz Montana, who was called Santana by Vic, just couldn't help himself. Number one contendership to Tony D. Tony D's on commentary. Montana hit the spin
block. I love
block.
Tony D. He was hideous on commentary. He absolutely added hideous.
He added nothing.
No, in fact, it was the opposite. Like, at one point, they go, Tony, what are your thoughts on this? And he goes, I'm the champion. I need to watch this match. Like, all right. What are you doing out here? You don't need to be
at the booth then. You could just sit there and watch.
And then they asked him another question, and I'm pretty sure he'd been on his phone or something because he didn't even know what the question was. He was just like,
well, what is his character?
I'll get back to you here in a minute.
What is his motivation? He's not the Don anymore. At least then you would know how to answer the question. Now he's just Tony D with his hair pulled back,
yeah.
And he's the champ with no challengers ever.
He was much better off as a murderer. Anyway, Zilla Fatu were heading for the DQ.
Yes.
And he and Tony had a stare down as the show ended. I guess what, a three-way program now for this title?
Four-way. Three-way.
Well, three-way
Grayson
to get a Waller, shot at Tony.
Cruz Montana, Zilla. Now I bet you they're all getting a shot at Heat Wave. It's only 2 weeks away.
And then we got Cam. Maybe it'll be a five-way. Let's get more people in the ring.
Oh, how about Keanu Carver? The cerebral assassin, Keanu Carver now.
Back in a moment with more, everybody. Observer Live.
Man, listen. I just got two new Grammys, man.
It doesn't matter about your Grammys.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. And Vinny Pacifico is here. We got a lot to talk about, Vinny.
Oh, yeah. How's it going, guys?
What's happening?
Doing great. Thank you for having me, both of you guys.
I'm looking at a movie poster right now. The Hours That Keep Us, it says. And you, Vinny, appear to be front and center here in this poster for this film. And I cannot help but notice there are a couple of other luminaries here, including Mickey Gall and Paige Van Zandt also in this film. Is that
yes.
right?
Uh-huh. And I gotta say, this is the most widely ranged cast I've ever been a part of, just because of the names that are in it. It's, you got combat artists, you got gamers, Avori Strib's a streamer and gamer, she's incredible. You have actresses, actors, there's so much here, you know.
Mickey Gall was he fought CM Punk, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, incredible person Mickey is. We hit it off right away. We talked for hours on end. He's a great human being, and his scene was with me, so I was pretty awesome. We played two Italian psychopath hitmen, you know, and it was just incredible. It was really incredible.
Now,
Brian, Mickey Gall is actually set to fight Cedric Dumas, who is the guy that keeps getting arrested over and over for domestic assault and robbery and stuff, but keeps his job somehow. So
was Mickey Gall his
Mickey Gall.
Was CM Punk his first fight, or was that Mike Jackson?
Think CM Punk's first fight was Mickey Gall.
Mickey Gall, okay.
Yeah.
2 minutes and 14 seconds via rear naked choke.
Yeah, Mickey's incredible. Like you can just tell, like, he's also a very large human being.
Is that right? What does that mean?
He's very tall, very wide.
Very tall and very wide, huh?
Yeah.
What about Paige Van Zandt? Tom, wasn't she doing Power Slap last I heard her name?
She was doing Power Slap. She has done virtually every single type of combat sport you can think of. I believe she's done MMA. She has done, I'm sure she's done boxing, kickboxing. I think she's done dirty boxing.
What is dirty boxing?
It's Mike Perry's promotion, which is stand-up striking, and then you could do limited striking on the ground as well. And then power slap. So she's well-versed in all of the combat disciplines.
Oh, yeah. It was just being on set with all the people were just incredible, and everyone was so cool. And then we did a movie premiere for one of the production companies did a movie. So, yeah, it was an incredible week last week, and hitting the ground running this week, doing a bunch of stuff now. So, yeah, it's been a really wild journey, you know, wrestling, acting, and just, you know, being able to do two different types of entertainment has just been incredible.
Are you the star of this film? Is that why you're front and center in that poster? Or do they have multiple posters in each actor?
They have a bunch of posters. Yeah, they're going to have a bunch of them. The stars of this film, definitely Tommy plays a big part. Obviously, the director, writer, he plays a big part. And my scene with him, he's a great actor and director. He was actually in The Game Plan with The Rock, which is awesome.
So he's a writer, director, and also in the film?
Yes.
Sounds like a pro wrestling promoter.
Yeah. He's in the film. Devin Petry, she's as well in the film. She's incredible. Like I said, this cast, I was blown away by the production and by the people that were there. Everyone's so professional. The makeup artists were awesome. Incredible. Incredible SFX. Just all of it.
Where did you shoot at, Vinny?
Massachusetts.
Whereabouts?
Worcester.
Oh, Worcester?
Worcester. Yeah, Worcester. I just realized they call it Worcester.
Worcester.
Yeah, yeah, and they have this incredible place called the Dog Father. It's like a hot dog place. And there was a hot dog called the W-O-S-T-A. And I'm like, can I have the Worcester? And they were like, no, it's Worcester. I'm like, oh, okay. Sorry, guys. Mm. So, yeah, you have to be really smart when you say those types of the Worcester, you know, those sort of things.
Worcester.
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 I'm from New York, and it's like, I'm like, okay, now I kind of see how it is when people have accents in different states.
Yes, yeah, Washington people. That's Vegas. Vegas types like Tom.
I'm from Massachusetts, buddy.
That's true. That's true. You are. But you still screwed up Worcester.
No, I didn't. I said it correctly, you moron.
Actually, you didn't, because Vinny corrected you.
No.
I mean, I can go back if you want.
No, that's not what happened. I mean,
Vinny, did you or did you not correct Tom?
I don't think I did. I don't think I corrected him.
You two are
nice
working.
Try, Brian.
You're working me. Tom.
You're not. I haven't seen Vinny in a while. I'd love to team up with him and beat the crap out of you.
No, that's not how it works. If anything, we do a six-man. We're a three-man team here now. Vinny, when's your next booking? What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend I'm off. I actually have a film early next week. Then I'll be at CCW in Florida the following week. And then my September is absolutely stacked. I'm wrestling September 5th. I'm going to be wrestling for Avant Wrestling against, actually, they just announced it. Let me pull up that poster. Me against James Storm against Kyle King in a main event in Evansville, Indiana. The 6th, I'm going to Hollywood Wrestling again. The next week, CCW. Got two shows down there. And then I got Pro Wrestling Magic. Yeah, September's booking up really quick. I have also a film in September as well, early September, called Dead Man's Creek. Upstate New York we're filming. It's just been a lot. And then I have a film actually. They didn't announce me yet, but it's called Slaughterface. That's going to be happening, I believe, in September also. So, yeah, just a lot of both worlds going on at once. And I'm very lucky because, you know, it's a consistent grind of just nonstop work, you know?
How's James Storm doing? Is this your first match with him?
Yes, it is. I'll let you know how he is.
All right. We want the update here on the show. Bury him here on the air if you need to. How many days on average are you on the set?
Depends on the production. Some over a week, some 2 weeks, some a day. You know, some are quick, you know, and that's why I'm able to wrestle a lot as well, because like a lot of the time it's weekdays, which is great, right? Because then wrestling weekends. And other times it's like only a few days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It just all depends, you know, on the production, the role, how they do things. Because honestly, You could film a whole day from like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and get so much done. So it just all depends on what the director wants and production schedule.
I think there are days you can be there from 8 a.m. to midnight and get nothing done, too.
That's true, too. I also actually heard that you are in a movie coming up. Am I wrong?
No, that is correct. Marks.
I think about that. I was in Oregon.
Yeah,
for DOA, and they're talking to me about movies, and I'm like, oh, I got a movie with Ryan. And I'm like, oh, really? And I was like, he didn't tell me this. That's why I've been hearing that.
Well, I don't know how much this. I don't know how much I'm supposed to say about it yet. You know?
Oh yeah. Oh,
all that paperwork that I signed. No, but we will. That's why I asked, because I guess the shooting is in September and October, and I'm gonna have to miss a couple of days, but it's only a few days. I think two
did,
or
I,
three?
Did I just spoil announce? Did I just
no, because there was stuff up on social media.
Okay, good.
But
okay,
it's very vague. It just says Brian is a mark, which could mean a lot of things.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It can mean, you know, a place where dogs pee, you know?
Yes. I actually used to do a lot of acting, Vinny. That's why I mentioned that sometimes you can be there from 8 a.m. to midnight and get nothing done. Because one day I did show up at 8 a.m. and the lighting lady, she did not like whatever was going on with the lighting. And we sat around for like 13 hours while she messed with lights. I was like, oh my God, how do people do this?
That's insane.
It was brutal.
Vinny, I have a question, being a, you know, a veteran of many locker rooms and matches, but not having done any film work. Is there, like, what would the process be for putting together some of the action scenes or fight scenes for these movies compared to doing it for a wrestling match? Did you have to get with Mickey Gall and go, hey, we're going to do this? Do you have to get in the area and go over what you're doing in certain scenes?
Question. Wow. Okay. So it depends all on who you're working with and how you're doing your fight scene, right? Because I just did a film, Open Casket, in South Carolina. That was like a week and a half. And I fought the killer. And, you know, he had some experience in wrestling, like little stuff, you know, like he did years ago. And it was very simple for me to, like, tell him, like, hey, we got to do this. Director said, hey, Vinny, I kind of want you to be able to figure out what you want to do with your fight scene. Because, you know, that's what we do. And we figured that out, no problem. And I think it's going to look really good. But then some people have fight coordinators who they want to do certain things their way. And you know what I'm saying? So, but you have to, everything really has to be mapped out to a T. Camera angles, two cameras, three, whatever it may be, you know, and figure out which way to do what and what they really want, you know. But it is very similar in many ways. I will give it that.
You know, speaking of Hollywood and pro wrestling from Hollywood, you were on Good Day LA.
Oh yeah,
like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's a pretty big deal.
Footage from, yeah, that was first of all the first thing I got that was on the red carpet with George Pinacchio from ABC Los Angeles, and then a lot of things started snowballing into more and more media appearances. But Good Day LA was so much fun. They actually aired some of my wrestling stuff from Hollywood Wrestling. They aired some of my movie stuff, and it was incredible. You know, Amanda Salas actually threw me across the freaking stage. It was hilarious. It was hilarious. But yeah, I'm very lucky, honestly, to be getting to do what I'm doing right now, because it is something that I believe is different. It's showing my evolution into the entertainment world, and I'm just very lucky and grateful because I never thought I'd be here, to be honest.
Yes, Tom, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, you know, as a humble man yourself, Vinny, do you consider yourself the current best active wrestler / actor on the market?
No.
No?
Well, okay.
Damn right, no. Especially not for long.
I mean, who else? Oh, yeah.
It's going to be me, brother.
Of course. Oh, yes. I'm excited to see that. I very much am. I've been very excited, and I've been meaning to message you about it because I want to hear about it. But, you know, is Dwayne like, I don't know, because The Rock
doesn't count as a wrestler no more. He's a country singer now.
Oh, wow. I actually heard that one, too. He wants to get into singing, which is, hey, he could do it. If anyone could do it, it's him. I would not say I'm the best at anything. You know, I believe that I bring my own strengths. I bring something special to the table that I'm sure other people don't bring. But also, that can be said to anybody. But what I will say is I work very hard for everything that I've gotten. So I'm very grateful that it's finally paying off in ways I never even imagined. But I don't believe that I'm better than anybody because everyone has their own strengths. Everyone's unique. And everyone, I believe, and anyone who works hard enough and believes in themselves, and honestly, it takes some crazy self-belief to do what we do, I think can become special.
An answer like that, you deserve to be put over more. You deserve to be called the best, Vinny, after an answer
the
like
best,
that.
Vinny Massaro. Will be back after the break, everybody. Observer Live.
Vinny Pacifica.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available
available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Vinny, by God, Pacifico is here today. This idiot Tom screwed everything up, but that's all right. Vinny, what do we got coming up here, brother?
We got a lot of wrestling, East and West Coast. There's possibilities of another tour overseas that I'm working on diligently and slowly, figuring out best ways to do it. In between everything, upcoming films. I got Dead Man's Creek in September. I got Slaughterface in September. The Hours That Keep Us coming very soon. Actually, we just finished wrap filming, and that's got Paige Van Zandt, Mickey Gall, Tommy J. Dwyer, Zach Ward, and Avori Striv and Chelsea Brea. Amazing people, amazing cast, and I'm very excited for the world to see it. And just a lot going on right now, and we're very grateful for everything. And you could catch all of that on Instagram at Vinny Pacifico, Twitter Vinny Pacifico 1, and Facebook Vinny Pacifico. How's that?
That's an excellent job. Let me know next time you're in the Seattle area.
Definitely will.
I met you that one. It was SOS, right?
Oh my God, I was just there recently. I love SOS. Shout out to SOS. You're amazing.
Well, you didn't tell me, I would have gone.
I know. I forgot that you live in Seattle sometimes.
Yeah, I'm in Seattle. Yeah, everyone thinks I live in like California. They
did for a while too.
Well, you come out to California Love as your music.
I mean, that's I do, but I mean, I live in Seattle, brother. Bothell. All right, hey, we got to wrap it up, Vinny. All the best to you, and yeah, you too, Tom. We'll be back tomorrow with more Observer Radio Tonight, and yes, After Dark in an hour, everybody. Check it out. We're back this week. You're on Sports Byline. Yep, talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.